You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
I'm your big daddy, and I want to be referred to as such.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
It's not fair.
I'm an Andrew Gunling fan.
Just take the L.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's Andrew Gunling.
You couldn't possibly understand the hurt.
That's right. Andrew Gunling in for Peter Rosenberg tonight on ENN, which is brought to you by GEICO. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save. It's also the kind of service you get. Good thing GEICO's been perfecting both for over 75 years. Happy birthday to Peter. Michael, it's good to have you back as well. How are you?
I can't stand magicians.
And Don, how are you?
So that's, yeah. Oh, well. Oh, yeah. What was that?
That was Don's sad reaction yesterday after hearing that Marcus Stroman had a torn calf.
Oh, okay. So now that we put it in context. Wait, so now we've established what it is. Let's listen again. So that's, yeah. Oh, well. Oh, yeah.
The Mets were still 2 days away from playing, and Don had already thrown in the towel.
They already broke me.
Yep. Let's see. There was like a sports news embargo, it seemed like, that got lifted today. There's really a lot that happened in sports today. We'll get to it right now. 266 days. That is how long it has been since a baseball game was last played in this country. Wow. According to the Elias Sports Bureau, that's the longest stretch without baseball ever, narrowly beating out the 256 days that we went without it from 94 to 95 during the strike.
Wow.
Yep.
And what's my rant up to now? What, 236?
Yeah.
Did you see what I wrote yesterday on Twitter?
Yeah, so we discussed it on the air. Like, I was trying to see if maybe I could pull a compliment out of it, but Chris reminded me and that, no, when you throw out a shell of yourself, you're not complimenting me.
But I have long said this. Once you had the kids, you're going to be changed, and you are. You're completely chill. Maybe it's this, you know, what's going on in the world, but you're not the same guy.
Well, you had a nickname for it, right? Wasn't it 220 Don or 250? What was the batting average?
Don was the one who yeah, came up with the nickname.
Don. Well, but I think I could still be 400 Don without having, you know, a rampage every now and then.
I don't think so.
You're the only. This is why you're a bad teammate. Great guy, bad teammate. All right, because you're insulting your co-host.
I'm not insulting you.
You are but insulting
one of the reasons that we catapulted
myself
ahead of everybody and finished first was because of your rants. They became viral. Now you just shut it down. You're shelling yourself.
Well, all I know is, and Andrew, try to back me up. We're like 100 days shy of a calendar year. We've finished in first. We've sustained tremendous popularity without me ranting. So isn't it possible that maybe my rants weren't as valuable to the show as you thought? That maybe there's other things I can contribute to the show other than the occasional rant?
Nah.
So I'm really holding you back then.
No.
Then what you're saying is that I'm Aaron Judge who has decided not to hit home runs anymore. That's what you're saying. Is that when a rant's a home run, now I'm on the show not hitting home runs anymore. So you don't think I'm as valuable to the show as I was before then?
No, you're valuable in a different way. Obviously, if Aaron Judge stopped hitting home runs, he'd still get on base. He'd have an on-base percentage over 400, but he's different. I think you got to be dropped down in the lineup is what I think.
All right. But by dropping me down in the lineup, you got to move somebody else up. Now, who are you moving up, Peter?
I mean, I don't have a real deep team here.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay?
So you're obviously leading off. So if I'm going to drop down to three, then Peter's got to move up to two.
Maybe we just leave two open.
Andrew, how am I not supposed to be insulted by what
Andrew,
happened?
Andrew, is he a different guy? For him not to go this long, maybe if we get that clown on from Houston, he'll completely lose his mind, maybe. But the bottom line is he's not the same.
Well, the one thing I know about rants with Don is that they can't be forced. Because then
right.
they lose
I'm not
whatever.
Saying they're forced, but he just doesn't have the motivation anymore to do that. He doesn't feel those ways anymore. That's why I say he's a shell of himself.
But by saying I'm a shell of myself is that I don't have the same value. I'm not as good.
No, you don't have the same value. You still have value, but it's different value.
But then you don't say a shell. You didn't say Pedro Martinez or CC Sabathia would be the better example. You didn't say CC was a shell of himself. You said he reinvented himself. He found a new way to get people out. You didn't say, oh, CC Sabathia,
yeah, but
now he's getting older, he's a shell of himself.
He reinvented himself out of necessity.
Exactly.
He couldn't throw hard anymore. You're a shell of yourself.
Well, but you're dead. The shell of yourself is a negative.
Everybody
phrase.
On Twitter agrees with me. They don't understand what's happened to you.
But why can't you just say that Don has reinvented himself?
No. So you're saying you evolved?
Yes.
So the first 50 years of your life, you were a raving lunatic, and now you've stopped.
Or maybe it's just that, you know what? The right button hasn't been pushed. I've gone over 100 days before, but there are things going on.
But now it's like it's 100 days short of a year. I find it distasteful.
Really? So that's interesting. That as you said, there's only three of us on the show that's on the air. And one of them, you're hammering.
I don't know why you're taking it as a hammer. I'm saying it's
how
different.
Else am I supposed to take it, Andrew? He said no, I'm a shell of myself.
It's an obvious insult, Michael. I mean, come on. Like, who are you kidding?
I don't know why you're trying to spin it that way, Andrew. That's not my intent. You know what? I'm trying to snap him into life. He's a flatline now. We don't need a flatline,
oh
Don.
So you don't think that this version of me could be better?
You've become a star being the lunatic that you are, and now you're going to change it all of a sudden? Oh, Tony Gwynn wants to hit home runs now. What are you doing?
No, I never, but see, this is the point that drives me crazy with everybody. It's not something that I try to do. It happens
I know that.
Organically, and it just hasn't happened in that length of time. It's just a natural thing. You're making it seem like, well, rant more, Don, rant. I don't do requests.
No, I'm not saying that you do it. Unknowingly, your wiring has changed for the detriment of the show.
Fix that!
Well, at least 4 months of these 230 some odd days, there haven't been any real sports to rant about.
That's cool, man!
That's true, although I think there was something in there with the MLB negotiations that probably could have gotten you to that place.
Don't talk to me that way.
Oh no.
I have a little bit of news to start off ENN.
Sure.
Yeah.
President Donald Trump having his briefing today said he is going to throw out a first pitch at Yankee Stadium on August 15th.
Yeah, I saw that. I believe he said he was invited by Randy Levine.
There you have it.
And I think Mariano Rivera was at the press conference as well.
I don't know who they're playing on the 15th. I'd have to look it up, but it's a Saturday. It's probably a Fox game.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see.
Is Fox News going to be airing the game, Michael?
What'd you say?
Is Fox News going to be airing that game?
I don't know.
Probably
being
not.
Sarcastic.
Yeah, I think he was kidding. Let's see, guys. Gerrit Cole, it's our first look at him tonight for the Yankees, at least in regular season action. He actually has a couple interesting streaks on the
it
line.
It is Yankees
tonight.
Red Sox, by the way, on August 15th.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go. Gerrit Cole tonight could tie Pedro Martinez for the most consecutive starts with 10 or more strikeouts. Cole's done it in 9 straight starts dating back to last year with Houston. Gerrit Cole has also struck out at least one batter in 63 consecutive innings. That is a record. The next closest to that in the expansion era, so since 1961, is also Pedro Martinez in 1999, who did it in 40 straight innings. So a couple things to keep an eye on tonight for Gerrit Cole in his debut with the team.
Let me throw this out at both of you. So
yeah.
The other day, Boone said, you know, he could probably go 100 pitches. I don't think they're going to push him that far. How long do you think he's going to go?
5.
You think he's going to go 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say that's the upper limits of what he'll go. There's
and
no
I
need to push him. He's got everybody rested.
The upper limit? So you think it's more likely he'll go 4?
He'll go anywhere from 4 to 5. I don't see anybody pushing their starter. Mm. There's no need to.
No, I don't think if they've got a lead, I think they'll let him go 5 to try to get the win, even though it doesn't mean as much anymore. But I think, you know, his debut as a Yankee to get a W. I'm going to predict 5 innings, 85 pitches.
I think that's probably right.
Not to be Debbie Downer, but you guys have talked about it. One of the biggest fears in baseball coming into the season is going to be put to the test right out of the gate. No Juan Soto tonight. He's tested positive for coronavirus. According to Washington GM Mike Rizzo, all other tests taken by national players over the last 2 days have come back negative. Now, reportedly, his test stemmed from a test that he took 2 days ago, a day in which he did practice with the team, which is truly worrisome. But this game is going ahead, and so we'll, I guess, find out what happens.
Well, Boone told his players, do not fraternize with the Nationals before the game on the field. Right.
And really, where can there be – well, listen, the catcher and the
yeah, Jody asked me a great question. I was just telling her during a break. She said, well, I mean, what if there's like a play at second? Are people going to shy away from getting right in there or play at home plate to get right in there if you know that, wow, this guy – teammate just tested positive?
Nah,
they'll probably forget it in the heat of the play.
And I think Mark misunderstood my question when we had him on. I'm not saying that these guys are athletes; they don't have to worry about getting sick. I think that's the attitude that baseball has. It's like, listen, let's be honest. These are world-class athletes. Yeah, they're going to test positive. We'll pull them out because that's the right thing to do. We don't want it to spread. But I think by playing tonight, you're kind of making a statement like, we don't really worry about any of our players getting so sick that they're going to be hospitalized, end up on ventilators, or dying.
Well, I think they should feel that. I can understand them feeling that way, but you can't lose everybody. Even if they're not going to get really sick, they can't play. So, I mean, if it's a widespread thing, then you've got two teams that are going to be shells of themselves. Like the Don LaGreca of Major League Baseball you'd have playing.
But you have enough players. You've got an expanded roster. These guys are not going to quarantine for 2 weeks because we saw it in NASCAR, you know, where Jimmy Johnson.
Well, they got to get two negative tests in a row, though.
Right, two negative tests. So then that ends up being maybe just a week instead of it being 2 weeks. And because
look at Chapman, though. He still hasn't tested negative twice. That's why he's out.
I know.
And nobody's in better shape than Aroldis Chapman.
Right. There's going to be guys, but unless you just run out of players, I think they have every desire to just continue to move forward and complete the season. And knock on wood, and again, I'm not a doctor, but I'm looking at the situation. We have not seen situations where it is like spread like wildfire around the team. The one thing that we're always worried about, guys have been tested, and there have to have been times during these 2 weeks in spring training, Michael, where situations like this happened, where an asymptomatic player was with his teammates, played in exhibition games, and didn't spread it around. And if he did, it was just the players who were also asymptomatic.
It happened with Chapman. He was asymptomatic. He, out of the blue, he tested positive. He'd been with the he would work right. out with them a day before, and nobody else got it.
And nobody else got it. So I guess they're looking at it, saying it's not going to spread throughout the room. And I brought this up back when Rudy Gobert tested positive, and this is before social distancing, before PPE. Only one other Jazz player got it. So maybe you hope that it as quickly as it spreads in that situation with everybody really being careful, it's not going to hit the whole team.
It's weird, though, because Rick DiPietro just texted me. You know, Freddie Freeman admitted that he said a prayer to God to not take him. That's how bad he felt. Nobody blinked. So they're not going to blink at this. Nobody blinked. He said a prayer to God, don't take me. I'm not ready to die. He had 104.1 fever. Now, luckily for him, his symptoms lasted like 2.5 days. But he had terrible symptoms, so bad that's why Nick Markakis opted out.
Right, but they seem to be marching forward, and we'll see. And I guess what, 2 weeks from now or a week from now, if there are no positive tests, I guess they played and everything was okay.
Andrew, tell me what you think of this. Andrew May, big listener to the show, tweeted me this. Don's like Rick Nash. Rangers got him to score goals. He didn't score many, but was valuable in other areas. But they didn't get him just to be good in other areas. They got him to score. Don is good in many areas, but he's here to rant, plain and simple.
Rick Nash!
And so
now,
this...
Rick Nash, he was, correct me if I'm wrong, he was among, if not the best player on a team that went to a Stanley Cup final with the Rangers, right?
Yes, but his analogy is correct that whenever they used to say... Rick Nash, he's killing penalties,
Rick
and he's
Nash!
Become a well-rounded player. It was a nice way of saying he stopped scoring goals, which is the reason why we had him. It was a nice way of saying he's a shell of himself. Michael's not trying to be nice. He's just saying shell. And where I say bad
because
player,
I'm a truth teller.
He is actually creating this, and he's hurting me, and then doesn't seem to be concerned about hurting the show. How is that a good teammate? He started this. This isn't some listener call.
I started on a day off, too. I didn't even have to get involved. I willfully went into it.
But this is going to have the opposite effect of what you want, because we know Don, and this will now be in his head. And so he will now purposely not do rants because he'll know people will think he's doing it just to appease you. So he'll go the other
right,
way. It'll be another 100 days now at least
right.
before Don rants
so
again,
now,
just
so
off
now
of
I
this
can't
conversation.
Win. So the people like the guy that tweeted Michael makes it seem like, oh, I'm a shell of myself because, look, I've now gone another 100 days without a rant. And if for some reason tomorrow I have a rant, it's going to be, oh, well, Don forced that rant because he's under pressure.
So
rant.
I've ruined it
you've
for you,
now,
right?
What you've done is you've cornered me where I can't possibly win. You batted me around like a bunny. Finish me. I mean, I don't know how this is good for the show. We're supposed to be teammates, and you're really just sitting there breaking me down.
Don't you want a teammate that's going to tell you the truth, or do you want a yes man? Is that what you're looking for? Because I could do that as well as anybody. Nobody could be a bigger phony than me if they had to.
but all this could be done behind closed doors during our FaceTime
meeting. No, we're a show. We lift our dress. That's what we do. Lift the curtain.
Yeah, but this goes back, Andrew, to when our program director, Ryan Hurley, paid me a compliment when Michael was away, and Michael just absolutely flipped out. You don't need me anymore. Michael doesn't want me to be good. I'm here to try to make him look better. So the worse I am, the better he looks. Do you see what's happening? Do you see it? He's not even trying to hide it. It's sickening.
That can't be true.
Well, it can't,
that would be too sad to
then
be true.
What's the end game, as he
well,
likes
he thinks
to say?
He thinks he's motivating you, but I'm telling you, it's going to have the opposite effect.
You know what? You're wrong. Yeah. I know how to push Don's button better
Andrew
than anybody.
Andrew knows me so well. I will spitefully not have
yes.
a rant.
I'll excuse myself from the show, and I'll
go rant upstairs.
I'll have a version of Ray from North Carolina come and attack you. I want to see you be able to lay back. By the way, Dodgers just placed Clayton Kershaw on the IL. Back stiff,
really?
Injured in the weight room, Dave Roberts said.
He was supposed to be their opening day starter tonight.
Yep.
Well, wow, not anymore.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Guys, 54-year-old Mike Tyson is officially coming back. He's going to face 51-year-old Roy Jones Jr. in an 8-round exhibition match on September 12th in California. I'll tell you what, let's go now to our ENN Mike Tyson correspondent live in the field. Are you there, Mike Tyson correspondent?
That's right. It's me, guys. I'm out in the field.
2 days in a row. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, correspondent.
Peter Rosenberg, happy birthday, man.
Wow.
Thank you.
We're all enjoying the Oreo cake for you, the Oreo cake.
That was so money of Andrew to do that, send a picture of the Oreo cake.
It was beautiful, first of all. And Andrew also sent me the Office reference of just the sign that says, it's your birthday. And Andrew, I want you to know that Chris Carlin sent the same picture. That's how simpatico.
Oh, that's nice. It's my go-to for all birthdays. One of my favorite Office episodes.
What a day for me to not be there between the horrifying Washington football news and the Tyson thing. I can't believe I'm missing today.
All right, so no, you've got a lot. I know you work tirelessly even when you have a day off. What does this exhibition mean? Is this going to be a real fight?
Okay, so I did some research today, and here's what I've learned. It is supposed to be, and conversations were had, where they're agreeing to really get out there and do this for the sport, but without, like, you know, malicious intent, more or less. And
the opposite of what boxing is.
Well, I mean, so I asked the question, and I was sort of like, well, how does that work? And the response I got was sort of like, well, we're not really sure yet. Now, I also was told that it's supposed to be with headgear. I don't know that it's going to be with headgear. It sounded like there could be question marks around that, but that is what the intention is.
Oh, man.
And, I mean, here's what I'll say. You guys, I guess I'm not a boxing expert, but relative to this room, all due respect, I suppose I am.
How dare you?
Roy Jones needs to be wearing headgear in this fight. I mean, Roy Jones' last few appearances were not good, and he hasn't been fighting at heavyweight.
They were great.
and on top of that, Roy Jones doesn't have knockout power, so he has to wear headgear. He could die.
I've got two words. I'm out.
Yeah, I mean,
if this is pay per view, you're not getting my money for
this.
No, I was gonna ask you that, Peter. Do you know what outlet this is gonna be on?
Well, yeah, it's gonna be pay per view and on the social media platform Triller, which is like TikTok. It's an American.
I think it's gonna be on TikTok. It'll be about 35 seconds.
I don't know though. Which part are you out on? That it's an exhibition?
It's almost like the Muhammad Ali Aoki thing. I mean, what is it? I don't know what it is. It's not sanctioned. What's it for? Are they making money? What are they doing? They're going to fight without malicious intent? Then that's not fighting.
Well, by the way, I don't want to be quoted on the term malicious intent because that was not.
I'm quoting you. I just sent it out that's a quote.
No, don't. That is not the quote I want to use. My point is that the idea is it being an exhibition for the sport and not trying to maim and kill one another. How that turns into a meaningful competition, I think that's a reasonable question. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, if you're a Pulp Fiction fan, Marcellus Wallace was wrong. Because Marcellus Wallace said boxing doesn't have an old-timer's day. Apparently it does. And I'm out. Headgear, 250-year-old, come on, stop it.
You know, this sounds like a scene from Shark Tank. I'm out. How about you, Mark? I'm out.
Well, what can you charge on pay-per-view?
I'm curious. I'm very curious, as you could imagine.
Well, you have a morbid curiosity, but still. And you're also a big fan of Tyson. And I get seeing Tyson fight again is appealing, but not this way.
I'll wait for the highlights. You're not getting my money.
By the way,
I felt ripped off with the McGregor fight. I felt ripped off. I felt cheap. I felt dirty.
Well, I told you about that, and you didn't listen.
But at least it was a real fight. It was sanctioned.
Yeah, that part's weird. I don't know how that works. But what does it mean, not sanctioned? Because it has to be cleared. It has to be legal, according to the Athletic Commission of the state they're fighting in.
No.
Which I believe is California.
I don't think it does. It's an exhibition.
Right, it's like Foxy Boxing or something, right? I mean, it just—that's what it is.
You and I could fight, not be sanctioned. We wouldn't be clear.
No. I do not think you can have a public competition where two men fight in public, and it's not sanctioned by the
athletic. Headgear?
Even with headgear,
maybe they test them to see if they're healthy, but that doesn't mean it's going to be a real fight.
So, Peter, you're saying that it was a sanctioned fight when and I know it wound up getting called off, but when Lenny Dykstra was supposed to fight the Bagel Boss, that was a sanctioned fight?
I believe so. I think all of that stuff has to go through official athletic commission work. And by the way, that would have been an amazing fight. I'm honored that you put the Tyson Roy Jones fight on such a high scale. I mean, the Bagel Boss, really, he was special.
Sad that it never happened.
Anyway, I completely 100% agree with that.
I haven't heard the show today. Let me guess. No one's too impressed by the Washington football name change.
It wasn't. What do you mean? It was a mention. It was a throwaway.
Oh, no,
you think
cares.
We did a segment on it?
I don't know. So
I mean,
many
what do you say disgraceful? They changed the name to the Washington football team. They haven't come up with a real name yet.
Yeah, until they get all the merchandise.
You know what's going to happen? They're going to sell merchandise with Washington football team, and then they're going to get a name, and they're going to sell that merchandise.
Well, the reason I ask is not because I expect that it's a huge topic of the day, but because I wasn't paying attention. I've been digging through all this old Mike Tyson footage to give to that kid to edit. And so I was kind of checked out, and many people hit me up annoyed about it, like very annoyed about this story.
Well, what are you annoyed about? It's going to take...
I think the annoyance is it's so Washington that they needed weeks and an announcement to say they don't have an answer.
Well, but
why don't they just, like, Why couldn't they come out on day three and say, we're laying out here? How many meetings did you have to get to now when you say we don't have an answer?
Well, Michael said the perfect thing earlier when we did talk about it is that this really shows you he had no intention ever of changing the name.
Oh, yeah.
Because if it wasn't even on the table for a second, he would have had some list to go by, some kind of backup.
And they might have the name that they want. It could just be owned by somebody else.
That's a good point, too. Are you guys excited for baseball? Huh?
I actually am.
I'm a little bummed out about Juan Soto.
Everyone should.
Yeah, you and a lot of people.
Yeah, it's not what you want.
Well, this is what we talked about, Peter, when Michael was away. You test, and then you wait for the test, and then you let him play and practice and be around the team before the test comes back. He could have infected his whole team, possibly.
Peter, let me ask you something that we've been arguing about, because yesterday, what was it, 258 days without a rant?
Yeah.
And I tweeted out, I said, Don's a shell of himself, and he took that as an insult.
Well, most people would, yeah.
He's not the same guy, though, Peter. He's just not.
Instead of reinventing myself for a new Don or a better Don, it's a shell of himself.
Is it
Why
a better
is he trying
Don?
To break down
He's
a
new
teammate?
And improved.
He's trying to break down a teammate. When he was Yankee announcer, right? Yankee announcer, CC Sabathia. CC was not the same pitcher. Did Michael say CC's a shell of himself? No, CC's reinvented himself. He's found new ways. He went through his reservoir of pitches to find ways to get people out. He complimented the guy. A guy that wouldn't throw a bucket of water on him if he was on fire, said
not even a Dixie cup of water.
Do anything possible to not say something negative. Meanwhile, a teammate, a guy that has helped his show get to where it is, completely break me down and insult me? How's that a good teammate?
It's a great point by Don. Wow.
You know, what are you doing for your birthday?
I was going to go to Topgolf, but that's not going to work out. So I'm meeting up with my friend Jeff, and we're going to go, I think, eat somewhere outside. It feels like have an adult beverage.
I love
a meal. I think I'm going to have a little late night wrestling Zoom later with some friends.
No Ballard?
I've been going through footage all day.
Where's that freak Ballard? Isn't he your friend?
Ballard.
Freak Ballard?
Yeah, all he does is bother you during the show, and now he's not going to see you for your birthday, that animal?
By the way, he didn't even, now that you mention it, he didn't even suggest anything. Didn't even say a word. I mean, I got happy birthday, and that's it.
What a clown.
And by the way,
I know people.
Is there anything worse and more insulting than you put up the obligatory, pathetic, like I do, my post, where, granted, I didn't come out and say the words, it's my birthday, but I made clear it's my birthday. And I admit it, I'm doing it because I want people to say happy birthday. I admit it, I like it, I want to hear happy birthday. Is there anything worse and more disgusting than the people in my life who double-tapped the photo and didn't send me a text message? Nothing?
Who sent you your first text message? That's what I'd like to know.
I gotta tell you, it might have been Michael K.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, this is so exciting.
That's what friends do.
I agree. I'm going to see my mom tomorrow. I'm sure she feels the same way.
Mom, Michael wants you to make an appearance on the show.
Guys,
did your mom call you yet?
I actually miss you. I miss you. My mom, of course.
Did Nick?
Mindy? The whole family did. Actually, my brother. I called my brother before he called me today, which is not actually.
That's animalistic. Why would you do that?
I just had something to talk to him about. I wanted to get his thoughts on the DMX Snoop Dogg battle. I don't know if you guys
watched it. Where was it? I kept seeing that. What was that on?
It's on Instagram, and it's on, like, Apple Music.
Okay.
It was very entertaining. Very entertaining. Have you had Snoop Dogg on Center Stage? He's a treasure.
Yes, he's actually in the book.
Really?
Yeah, he was a great interview.
When's that book available?
Next April.
Do you think now, Michael, in retrospect, you should have released it? Because I think people are reading books like animals during the pandemic.
I thought about it a lot, but I would not have been able to publicize it at all. You know, and go to bookshops and bookstores and do signings. But, yeah, I thought about it a lot because books have been, I mean, they've really been selling a lot.
I heard books are so popular right now. Booger's actually releasing a second autobiography.
Yeah, you got to come up with something else.
This one's called Snot.
you got to come up with something. I told you about the Gordon Lightfoot book. Come on.
That's true. I heard Timu Solani is doing a two-parter.
I haven't gotten the second part yet, but the first part was great. Mike McDonald follows me on Twitter. I'd love to sit down and talk to Owen Nolan.
So does Ruth Buzzi. She follows me on Twitter, right?
It was her birthday the other day.
Did you wish her happy birthday?
I did not. I have no relationship with her whatsoever. That is what I'm sorry. You could do anything you want. That is the strangest follow ever.
Wow. How about Anthony Perry Jr.? He tweets out, "Don's just a shell of himself. What's next? Headgear and exhibition rants?"
Oh, no, that's not right.
Andrew called it. He is now set up, well, I'll never rant again.
Yep. Hey, by the way, Peter, Mike Gaffney, our resident comedian, also his birthday today.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. A lot of mediocre people's birthday today.
Not you. You're a great man.
Oh, thank you. All right, guys, I miss you. I just wanted to say hi.
I miss you
too. Happy birthday.
Andrew, you're doing a tremendous job. So long.
Thanks, Peter. We'll see you next week.
You'd almost have to say, Don, that this ENN, the host has spoken the least of any ENN ever.
And that he's probably so humble that he probably did that by design because it's Peter.
No, we haven't shut up.
But Peter is clearly feeling it because he's got to jump in and talk during ENN because he knows he's one step away from Andrew taking it from him.
Oh, you think that was based out of some sort of Peter insecurity?
Sure.
Oh, wow. I didn't even take it that way, but I'll take that as a compliment.
Absolutely should. It was meant to be that way.
Let's see, a couple of quick ones just to close out on before we get some more phone calls for the Yankees game tonight. Baseball playoffs are going from 10 teams to 16 teams. The higher-seeded teams are going to pick their first-round opponents. All second-place teams in the six divisions will qualify for the playoffs, a source told Buster Olney. And then the seventh and eighth teams will be chosen by the best record among the remaining teams.
You like it?
Me? No, I don't, actually. Mm-hmm. For the reason that Mark mentioned earlier, and I really hope that it's not a permanent. I know they said it's just for this season, although I feel like the writing is on the wall.
Oh, this is what they want.
100% it's what's going to happen. And I just feel like baseball season is just way too long to do anything to reduce the importance of the regular season. Like, if you're going to play a season that long, you have to at least trick me into thinking that the regular season is meaningful. And if you're going to suddenly just flood the postseason with mediocre teams, then the regular season you've reduced the importance of it tenfold by doing that.
Yes and
so no. I don't like it.
Well, because you remember teams that are out of it, it's like a big long 100 games left in the season. Nobody's watching. Nobody cares. If you can kind of generate for these smaller market teams a reason to still believe.
That's
going to help around the country.
I really think with the second wild card that they added, I really believe they struck the perfect balance where that brings in a whole new group of teams that would have thought they'd be out of it by July 4th. But because that's just a one-game playoff, it's still a game that you don't want to be in, so you still work hard to avoid being in that game and winning your division. I really think that they have it exactly right the way it is now. I don't really like this that much, to be honest. Let's see.
It might ensure that your Phillies play in October.
Yeah, maybe. And I'll be happy, certainly, if that's how they wind up getting in. But just like as a neutral fan, speaking about the game in general, I just don't know. I think it's too many teams. I've had it. Let's see. Mike Trout has been listed as your AL favorite for the MVP. He's 2-1 by William Hill Sportsbook to win what would be his second straight and fourth career MVP. In the National League, four players are tied with 7-1 odds. Do you want to try to guess?
After Trout?
No. Well, he's the AL favorite. In the NL, there's four guys tied at 7-1 odds.
Nolan Arenado?
No.
Zach Britton? Bryce Harper?
No.
Benny Agbayani?
Mookie Betts?
Yes.
Bellinger?
Yes.
Just thinking of the guys with high wars because that's what wins it, right? That's the secret sauce.
I love baseball.
I'll give you the other two.
Acuna Jr.
Yep, he's one of them. And the last one?
Chris Bryant?
Christian Yelich.
Oh, yeah.
Christian Yelich. They're all 7-1. Jacob DeGrom is the favorite in the NL for Cy Young. Gerrit Cole is the favorite for AL Cy Young. So both New York pitchers. And then finally, on this day in 2009,
That ball hit deep in the left center field. Wise back, back. Makes the catch!
What a play!
Wade Wise makes the catch! What a play by Wise! Mercy! A great catch! Alexei!
So that's Hawk Harrelson not really telling you what happened,
nothing.
But Mark Burley threw the 18th perfect game in baseball history against Tampa. The Dwayne Wise catch is one of the most underrated great defensive plays in recent baseball memory, robbing a ninth inning home run. Often forgotten in this, to close out on, in Burley's next start, he retired the first 17 batters that he faced allowing a base runner in the sixth inning. So an incredible run of retiring batters for
him. That's awesome.
And that is ENN for tonight.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
Really unbelievable.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.